Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we have massages.
So we're here at the Raw Finish Banquet after all the awards have been given out and some great stories told. And one of the greatest stories just happened to a two-person relay team, 50 to 59, in our prime. And we're here with Sylvia Moss and her crew. And I'm so prepared, I actually asked your first and last names. Please introduce yourselves.
Christy Sisson.
Meg Cottingham.
Sylvia Moss.
Now everybody knows your voice. So you did a really unique strategy this year. You did two-person relay all the way to Camp Verde, and then you went to 400-mile poles. How did you come up with that idea?
Sounded fun. Sounded like a good time.
Especially after the fire text.
Yeah.
There's a fire in Camp Verde. She said, I'm
crazy.
All over that.
No, there was that fire was crazy. It was like, not only was it like, you know, like it was like Armageddon up there. And there were spot fires everywhere.
You couldn't see maybe 20 feet in front of you. And it was just.
So she couldn't wait to do it.
Yes. All by herself. All alone.
Well, that, I mean, what just. Your story is incredible because you are the ultimate two-person teammate and two-person crew. I mean, when your teammate went down and the decision, you could have dropped out. You had a long way to go, and you're at an extremely difficult portion of the course.
Right, but I would never, like, quit or DNF if I didn't have to. So, I mean, it was always in the back of my head. It always is with the two-person team that something might happen. It happened in Borrego at the 24-hour. I did a mixed, and my partner, after on his second lap, his hanger broke. So I rode the next 21 hours.
And she rode from Camp Verde all the way to the end with, what, 14?
14 minutes,
14
off,
minutes
the
off the bike.
I mean, you sound like a fabulous solo racer.
Well, I like team better because you can ride harder and you get a break. Well, you're supposed to get a break.
You did. You got 14 minutes.
I like solos all right, though. Solo has its advantages because you're just dealing with yourself and your crew and you're not dealing with any other, you know, influences or issues. So I may be going just back to doing solo stuff because I've had now, you know, the Borrego issue and then this one, more both of them, it was actually solo. Yo.
And what's that like as the crew chief to have a rider there? I mean, I know you all are very good friends, know each other well, so, I mean, I can't imagine Sylvia stopping, but that's a long way to go, and if you've been training, again, you really show what two-person is all about. You have to be fast, but you have to have the endurance for solo.
We kind of not knew it all along, but knew it all along. And we also did have another crew member. My older sister was there with us, so that helped because one of us was direct follow and the other one could pass off things, especially in Navajo Nation. And we all talked at 9:45, 9:30 at night, right as she's going up Camp Verde, and my sister decided to sleep and get a shower in Flagstaff, and so she would be ready for the whole day, and we were all in. We just were all in.
But the thing about it was they had a lot of fun. Like last night, all night, they were just back and forth talking and on the walkies, and they were just laughing hysterically. So that made me happy. Because
I was going to say, you said they had fun, not we.
But I did too. It made me happy that they were having fun, because crewing is hard, and these guys got no break, because I was literally afraid to get off the bike because, first of all, I knew I had to get here under 68 hours. Wow. And I had 328 to do. And
once we said, we're going to do this.
So I knew, and I know I have ridden this course enough, I knew what it was going to be and the heat the day before. So, but actually we had, yesterday was an amazing day as far as weather. Oh my God, it was perfect.
Monument Valley was
And
gorgeous.
Everything was. I mean, we had a tailwind through Navajo Nation, and it was just a really nice day. It was just, you know.
And as I said before, people were stopping by saying, what do you need? Can we help you? We have an RV. If you need to take a shower, if you need to lay down. The other crew chiefs were cheering Sylvie on, and one of the racers came by and said, get her there. Just get her there.
Yeah. 203, he, coming up out of Flagstaff, he passed me first, and he said, we're going to get her there. So that's what this is all about.
Yeah. So
it is.
It was fun.
It was fun.
I mean, you had a good time. You finished in 2 days, 17 hours, 5 minutes, 14.26 mile an hour average. I mean,
she was walking. We were watch, because we didn't have our tracker yet. That was a whole other story. And so we were keeping track of her speed. She had her own little odometer and speedometer, but we were like, oh my God, she's like 19 miles per hour right now. We're watching her, and she wasn't stopping, and just cranking and cranking and cranking. I'm doing the math.
Well, that's why I didn't get off the bike, because I knew if I did, I was in trouble. I knew my legs just had, you know how it is. You just have to keep going.
Yeah, and it was fun to watch, because the determination, just her eyes, and we're like, we're gonna do this, and that was
it was a group decision.
Yeah, it was a group.
And we were all in sync with the walkie, with our high-tech walkie talkies, $39.99 on Amazon.
But the thing was, last night these guys were falling asleep, and I knew, and they just kept each other up, because I knew we just had to keep going. So they really supported each other and stayed
awake.
When
did you finish? What time of day?
6:22 this morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that descent was freezing down into Durango.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, and apparently
brutal.
There was a drunk driver accident coming down, because the 203 crew, they got
side.
Stopped by the sheriff saying, did you see that driver?
Oh, no.
So that added a little
drama
sauce to it.
Excited. Glad you didn't have to stop, though.
Yeah. No stopping. Nope. He said, what did he say?
He said, your bright lights are blinding everybody, and there was nobody on the road at 4 o'clock in the morning.
We're like,
yes, sir.
Thank you.
And then on the way down, there were two bucks across the road, right here at college, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty.
Yeah.
And then she liked that lovely little hill going up.
It's like, I got to go where? Turn left.
It's so funny, you know, driving from Cortez to Durango, you don't think about it, but man, when you're tired, that hill is never ending.
Oh, I always think about it when I drive it these days.
Yes, because you know how it feels. It's like you think you're at the top, and then you go down, and then it says Durango 20, and you're like, ah!
She just kept going and going and going. It was just amazing to watch her.
So you're getting a massage, and 3 days from now, tell us what you're going to be doing.
So I'm going to senior basketball, so it's 50 and over, National Senior Games. So it's an amazing event. There's like 12,000 athletes in all these different sports. So for basketball, it's 3-on-3, half court. I played in college. Everyone on my team played in college or played pro, actually. So it's really competitive. And we have the X on our back because we're defending champions. So,
two-time defending.
Yeah, actually.
You are.
So, yeah. And then I'm going to ride from, this is in Albuquerque, I'm going to ride from Albuquerque home with a friend back to San Diego.
And home isn't in New Mexico, it's
San Diego.
Yeah.
So.
But not nonstop.
No, we're going to bike pack, and that's my very favorite thing to do, because it's relaxing, and it'll be the most relaxing part of the month. So.
Of the month.
Yeah, so what's coming up in July?
Maui.
Maui.
Oh, okay.
That's good. Lots of good hills in Maui. Oh, my. Have you ridden in Maui?
I haven't.
Oh, it's just like this. I can leave. We have a condo, a family condo, and I can leave there.
Haleakala, right?
Oh, well, Haleakala is great. 0 to 10,036. But from where we are, I can get like 3,000 feet in like an hour and 10 minutes. It's just like this on the coast. It is beautiful. But it's like 18%, 19%, 18%. Yeah, you got to have some gears.
Well, I know you need a nap. Thank you both, all three of you, for staying up and chatting with us. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah,
and,
I'm going to hit that race across Oregon again.
And from the Race Across the West finish line in Durango, Colorado, I'm George Thomas for Ram Radio.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.